WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons, it's Friday. That means it is time for the best football-related phone hit in the business, which means the best football-related phone hit open in the business.
It's time for Mike Giardi.
Stink, stank, and stunk.
The bulging in his disc in his back. The bulging disc in his back.
What do you gain by keeping Bill Belichick around?
I want to see as much Drake May as possible.
Angry Giardi is here.
Wiggy appears to have a bit of a man crush on Cam.
I don't know if you want to take the cheese again.
Mike Giardi, folks, is an angry man.
I'm not pissed today.
I've got you by at least 2 inches.
On Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal. How are we doing this afternoon?
Wonderful. How are you guys?
How is Stink, good, Stank, Mike. Stunk not in that open?
It is.
It is in the open.
I missed it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know this is going to blow your mind, but you weren't listening.
I always listen.
Okay.
I mean, it's been in there since day one.
Yeah.
Sorry. You're going to question me?
Maybe I'm the wrong person to question you. But
Dan can question me. You can't question me.
That's unreal, man.
You know, he slipped up, too, in that intro about a bulging disc. I don't know if you caught that one
caught
as well.
That
did you catch that one, too?
This reminds me of 7th grade English when the teacher asked about the red dress in Schindler's List, and I said, there was a red dress?
Oh,
missed it.
Brother.
Yeah, it happens.
Hey, you're killing the game, Andy.
Yeah. So, Mike Giardi, I need to ask you right off the bat. Mike Vrabel, a fellow Mike, last night, talked about sniffing out rats in his organization. What the hell was that all about, and was he talking about Elliott Wolf?
I do not know if he was talking about Elliott Wolf. My initial thought was that that might have been aimed at Jalen Polk and his agent, that maybe they were the cause of the leak. But then I've done some investigating, and apparently there's been a couple other things that have come out of Foxborough that Mike hasn't liked. So I don't know who it's directed at. I don't know who's responsible, but he is clearly trying to create a situation in which one message comes from one guy, and that's me, maybe.
We were on it. We have thoughts on who that might be there, G, man.
I guess I'll ask just more generally your opinion and observations of the first, call it 6 months-ish, of the Vrabel and Wolf relationship and how they're dealing with splitting power.
I think it's been okay. You know, like, look, it's complicated. I mean, let's face it. Ryan Cowden is there in the office, and that's Mike's ears and eyes. And, you know, you do the thing with Elliott Wolf, and then the next day Cowden talks. Well, you know, last year it was Elliott Wolf and Matt Groh. Elliott talked, but then Matt Groh didn't talk. So, you know, maybe the titles were a little different, and maybe that's why they feel compelled to do it. But it sure felt like, well, if we bring out the crafts guy or the guy that stayed here in Elliott, we've got to bring out Mike's guy, who eventually is going to be a GM either here or somewhere else, and have him talk as well. So, it's a little convoluted for sure, because let's face it, they're still in the early stages of this process. But at least they can look at the draft, which, again, I don't know who had the most sway in the draft. But, like, they can look at it and go look at that draft board and say, we got some good players here. So, you know, whether it was you or me or we did it as a collaboration, we did it, and now we'll see, you know, what it looks like going forward.
Mm-hmm. We're going to be watching this closely, though, Mike. This is interesting. But hey, how busy do you think Ryan Cowden's going to be this weekend? I mean, there's a lot of holes. The depth to me there's a lot of position groups that have depth issues. How busy do you anticipate them being this weekend?
So did you say Cowden there because you think Cowden's the one who's really in charge? Okay.
That's my feeling.
He was leading the witness.
He really was. It was good though.
You tell me who in the front office is going to be busiest.
Yes, Andy, I was listening, though. See, I picked up on that. If you listened, you would pick up on it.
Quite a concept.
I think they're going to be busy. I think that they have more players, better players on this year's roster than last year's. But when you still look at that back end of the roster, the 6 or 7 spots, it's like you could probably do better. You could probably do better. And I think they're going to work the waiver wire. And I think there'll be some trades, although I don't think they're going to be as I've talked about, I don't think it's the Trey Hendrickson, Terry McLaurin, that sort of thing. It's going to be more like, your third guard is better than our third guard, so we'll give you a corner that you don't have and a seventh round pick to so we don't have to go through that process on the waiver wire. We can assure that we get that. So I think that's more what you're looking at. I mean, because you look at, say, I don't know that anybody really at safety other than Woodson and Peppers have stood out. That could be an area where there could be some movement. I think the interior offensive line, you know, I think they're going to be guys who make it on the 53 at 4 o'clock on Tuesday. And if they can find an upgrade, those guys will be shot to the moon right away. So I think those are a couple spots where there'll definitely, I think, be some action.
Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal on WEEI Afternoons. Let's play a quick game. So I want to do rapid fire. I'm just going to say here or gone for a few names, okay? I don't need, okay, like a ton of analysis, just rapid fire here. It's like TV. We got a segment here. We got to bang it out. Kyle Duggar.
All right.
Kyle Duggar, here or gone?
Got it.
Here.
Okay. Interesting.
Quickly. Why? Why? Because I don't think anyone's going to take the contract. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Yep. Keon White, here or gone?
Here.
Cole Strange, here or gone?
Gone.
Ooh. And I had one more. Damn it, I forgot.
Offensive line as well? No?
Borgalis.
Oh, Andy Borgalis.
Here, but I mean, because he got drafted. That's really the only reason why.
Did he pull a hammy last night and he might end up on IR?
Ooh, yeah, ooh, my arm. It's
broken. My arm.
That wouldn't be a bad way to go. But look, I just still think, like, even though he missed a kick, his kickoffs have been better than Romo's, not only in games, but in practice. And that's not an insignificant thing. No. So they would have loved to make that 49-yard field goal last night, and that certainly leaves the door open for Parker Romo, but I just, sixth round pick. I think he stays.
Interesting. At least one area of the kicking game is halfway decent for him. Just the one that scores the points maybe needs a little bit of work. But on the topic of scoring points, the wide receiver room has obviously gotten a lot of attention. What, as you stand right here on August the 22nd, how do you construct your Patriots wide receiver room?
There would be six guys that I think should make the 53, and Efton Chisholm would be one of those guys that makes it. Kyle Williams, the other rookie, he makes it. Mac Hollins, Kayshon Booty, Pop Douglas, Steph Diggs. And I don't think Jalen Polk was headed to make the roster before he got hurt. And I think Javon Baker, I get the feeling they'd like to keep working with him. And it wouldn't surprise me if he made it through waivers. In fact, I pretty much feel pretty comfortable that he's going to make it through waivers. But that's a practice squad guy.
Yeah, that's I would vote the same way, Mike. Now that you've seen training camp and all the preseason games, we got 16 days before the first game against the Raiders happens on September 6th. How do you feel about the offense? You know, I mean, we're not going to see him again perform for another over 2 weeks. Where is this offense at? Is the offensive line? How do you feel about it comparatively speaking to last year? The quarterback play comparatively speaking to last year? How do you just feel overall at this point in what the offense looks like?
So I feel better about what it is, certainly compared to last year, but there are certainly, like, there's issues. I mean, I was kind of going through it today for a column I'm writing, and it was like, who's been their best offensive line? Well, it's Mike Nwenu. Nwenu's had a nice, solid camp. May still be overweight, but it's not affecting his play on the field. When he's been out there, he's been good. But probably their second best offensive lineman has been Will Campbell. And we know that it has been sort of a roller coaster with Will. His run blocking is good. His pass blocking is inconsistent. Sometimes it's downright bad. So what does that say to you? Like, the upside of him and Jared Wilson is certainly higher than the upside of whatever you had in that line last year. But there are going to be some growing pains, and especially if they're going side by side to start the season with two rookies. Like, that's, teams are going to do some stuff, and they're going to challenge them, and it's not always going to look pretty. So that can really, you know, throw off the whole vibe of the offense. You know, one or two bad series, and your quarterback no longer trusts his line, and then, you know, we've been here. We've seen that before. So that part of it. I will say, I think that I'm not calling him good. I'm not even sure I'm calling him average, but the wide receiver room is better. Like, the floor has been raised, and if you can get something, you know, again, we've talked about this, 85-90% of Diggs, what he was last year, like, that's pretty good, because Hollins is he's solid, you know, and yep. Williams was coming on a little bit before he got the concussion. Pop has been their best receiver in camp. So, like, there's the arrow is pointing up, maybe not straight up, but it's pointing up a little bit at least.
Mike, as we've been, the cuts have started to come in. We've been talking about roster projections and who stays and camp being over and all these things. I asked these guys a question to end one of the segments, a very simple question with a difficult answer, I think. If I asked you, after everything you've seen this summer, what do you feel really good about with the Patriots? What would your answer be? Really good about?
Yeah, long pause.
I was going to say, Mike, did we lose you?
I would still say the interior of the defensive line. You know, I think Barmore had his best practice a couple days ago, and I think he's, you know, again, they've been managing him, but I think when he's been out there, you notice him. I think Milton Williams is a good player. I don't know if he's going to be great, but I think he's good. And then kind of the surprise is Kyrus Tonga, who is like lightning fast for a guy his size, and I think there's just more there. He's even talked about, like, I didn't know how to pass rush till I got here. Not that they're going to rely on him to, you know, get 20 pass rush snaps a game at 330 pounds, but like there's a little bit more to the player than I thought. And so that's a pretty good place to start, because I think there'll be a lot of attention on those guys if they can sort of live up to what they've been billed as coming in. So that's a spot I like, and I like the running back room.
I do too. Mike, we're up against it. Just what are your final thoughts on what you think are really more – really, what are your expectations of Drake May for this year? What do you want to see from Drake May? What do you expect from him this upcoming season?
So I expect that he's going to still turn the ball over a fair amount. I think that's just the part of where he is at his growth and part of where he is with his mentality. But I still think that the arrow is pointing up in that direction. I think he's had a decent camp. It wasn't an awesome camp. It wasn't like, oh my goodness, but I think it's been good enough. And I think the more comfortable he gets with the offense and with McDaniels, I think you'll see, you know, maybe he's not playing his best ball till November, but like, I think that's fair. I think that's a fair place to kind of go as he learns the offense and gets comfortable with his guys and gets comfortable being the leader. Because as we've talked about, that's a place where Mike is really pushing him.
He is Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal. Appreciate you joining us, Mike. You got big plans for the weekend because they're running out. The summer's just about over. We're almost football season, buddy.
Yeah, big plans called college.
Going to see Morgan Wallen?
Moving kids in?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, buddy.
Well, good luck with that.
Sir.
It's an emotional time, I know.
It's not going to be easy.
Nope. Well, hang in there, Papa.
It isn't. If you need somebody to have a beer with, you know where to find me.
All right, bud.
All right. See ya, man. Mike. Talk to you next week. Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal. Yes, Dan Ball.
Why did he not get yelled at for saying he liked the running back room? But I did.
Because he threw it in at the end, and I couldn't. I was thinking of harping on him, but yeah. I couldn't. His most telling answer,
I can't ask Stiz to come back with his most telling answer
because it was just the long pause when I asked him, what do you really like? What's really good with this team? Mm-hmm. Was like, hey, you still there? We're not done with the interview.
I'll get there. I'll think of something.
I thought that was telling, although he did sound optimistic on a couple positions. We'll touch on that next. Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal. What he likes about the Patriots after training camp. That's next on WEEI Afternoons.